Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Accessed everything TikTok has, which means data on all Americans. And with data and with access to your, you know, app that you're addicted to, you can vastly manipulate an entire population, which the Chinese have done.
Are you worried that our intelligence agencies are doing the same thing domestically?
Am I worried that? I know that they're not.
They're not manipulating Americans? They're not controlling the flow of information?
Yeah, did you have some evidence otherwise that you'd like to share?
I mean,
okay.
Before
that's
the 20th.
Any serious questions?
Said ByteDance were to say
fine. Congressman, you asked for an example of the U.S. intelligence agencies meddling in our information. What about before the 2020 election when 50 members came out and said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation? Does that count?
No, because, I mean, they were retired.
They were retired, but the FBI had the laptop for over a year.
This is nothing even close to what TikTok.
All right, welcome back on this Monday. Dan Crenshaw. These are the exact people that I'm trying as much as I can to get people motivated to replace them. And whether that's voting for somebody else that you know is going to be a better candidate, somebody else that's going to be a true fighter for the United States, or you yourself decide you want to jump in there because you feel that it's your responsibility or you feel like you can do a good job for America and do your military stint and do 4 years and get out. This is what I'm talking about. Well, when you're telling me that, or when Dan Crenshaw is trying to tell people that our intelligence agencies are not trying to manipulate people, I mean, it's beyond pitiful. I mean, it's beyond stupid. Media every day, he's talking about social media. They can manipulate and they can brainwash you. Media in general every day does the same thing for the Democratic Party. Our intelligence agency, FBI, CIA, how many scandals have we caught them in? All of our departments, I mean, what government entity do you have any trust in anymore? Which one? Because I don't have any. I don't trust the Food and Drug Administration. I don't trust any of them. There's nothing that they say that I trust anymore. Why? Because we've been lied to. We found out that we've been lied to. We see that they're running cover for politicians or they're trying to manipulate people. Dan Crenshaw is the epitome of a rhino. He is in there for the money. He's bought by Washington, by the lobbyists. He's part of the swamp. He's a problem. Whoever is in Texas, and I think he's District 2. I think he's District 2. I'm not in Texas, but I think offhand for some reason I believe he's. Anyways, if you're in that district, I honestly believe that you should primary this guy. You should get this guy out of office. This guy is horrible. When it's his time, get him out of there. He needs to go. This is where we need to get American first people in there that are going to do the right thing and do the job. And it's tough. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to do it. There's a lot of people that try to go to Washington with the best of intentions that they're going to make some real big changes. And they got big ideals. And then, you know, all the bad people start coming out, start offering you a lot of money, start making you offers that you can't resist. If you buy into... And it's not that I don't, I haven't dove into it that much, but if you get into, you know, the whole Hollywood scandals and whatnot, they blackmail you. They get you involved in something that they know they can hold over your head, and then you're going to do and vote accordingly and what they want to do and what their agenda is. And it's a shame because I see a lot of people that in the beginning are very exciting and look like they're going to do the right thing, and they don't turn out to be what you hoped for them to be. But definitely Crenshaw got to go. It's just like a Cheney. There's literally no difference there. You got to get rid of one of them. I mean, you got to get rid of them. Tennessee, at the end of last week, I got this. I think I saw it on Friday. that Tennessee passed a bill that will require social media companies to verify the age of any individuals creating an account and would require express consent from a parent or guardian for a minor to create an account. The Senate bill is going to be 2079. It's called the Protecting Children's Act from Social Media, or Protecting Children from Social Media Act. I'm sorry, I said that backwards. The Senate Commerce and Labor Committee will be the next one to head head to the full Senate. Yeah, the evidence is pretty clear here. I mean, you see these kids, they get online. What they see is a problem. Imagine some parents, and I don't know why, and if you're a parent, I got to tell you, my daughter wasn't allowed to be on social media. When she turned 18, it's limited on what I can and cannot do and say to her. But even still, we can still guide her in the right direction. And she lived a better life for it. We don't do social media. My son ain't on social media. Certainly my little kids ain't on social media. Yeah, my son's 16, the big boy, he ain't on social media. I don't like being on social media. My wife's not on social media. We're kind of anti-social media in the first place, even prior to all the nonsense, because we just knew what a disgusting atmosphere it is there. But if you're a parent and you're allowing an 8-year-old on TikTok, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, on any of this stuff, let me tell you something. They're going to see things that, having such fragile minds and the way they absorb everything like sponges, they're going to see things and be told things that will shape them into whatever type of an adult they become. Trust me. They will indoctrinate your children. The evil people behind all of this, they know. They know they got to get your kids young. They know they got to get them hooked young. They know it. They're not dummies. They have an agenda, and they know what they need to do to reach their goals. Your children are their goals. My children, everybody's children, are their goal. Get them young. Get them convinced, and they buy into and believe what they're selling. And as adults, it's just going to make them a strong supporter of an agenda that you probably are completely against. But I think you're insane. I think you're stupid. I really do. I'm sorry if you're insulted by that, but hey, I think you're stupid if you allow your children to be on social media. If you were like me, 18, like I said, it's limited on what you can and can't say. They still live in your house. You can still threaten to take them out of the world as a parent, as we all do. But it gets to be a situation where legally now they're kind of a young adult, and they have the right to do that and create these accounts if they want to. But if I was you, I certainly would not be allowing children to and teens to be on these sites. They're disgraceful. Yeah, and I don't dig into mine. I mean, you go on my Twitter, you see how little I post on there. I like articles more on there than anything, just as reminders to me to go back and read that. But I don't post a whole hell of a lot on there at all. And I don't dig through it and look through it. Or I follow a certain amount of people. And again, it's all stuff you could view. You see who I follow and who I don't. But if you dig, from my understanding from other people, you could find all kinds of very disturbing things on Twitter. And I'm sure it is no different anywhere else. Granted, Twitter, I don't know if they're one of the best ones, but I think under Elon Musk, they're probably better. They're probably doing the best that they can to try to clean it up as much as possible, because it seems like he is trying to do that. And that's not saying cleaning up free speech. We're talking about cleaning up X-rated items, just disgusting images. It looks like they're doing the best they can to do that. But people put all kinds of stuff on social media, so your kids will be exposed to all that, because all your kid has to do is go down the wrong rabbit hole, and they're going to see stuff that you would never allow them to see in a million years, stuff that you haven't even had a chance as a parent to explain to them yet and have an adult mom and dad and kid conversation with them, and they're learning it from the internet. And believe me, it ain't going to turn out good for you. This bill comes as Governor Bill Lee's office and said that it would go into effect January 1st of 2025. So short amount of time. It's It allows the Tennessee Attorney General to bring action against the companies for violation, which is a positive because that puts some pressure on them to make sure that they're verifying ages and that if they need to get consent, they are getting consent before these kids create these accounts. And I think it's a positive step in the right direction. Again, just like so many things in life, you know, we have restrictions, age restrictions on so many different things, licenses, smoking, alcohol, firearm possessions. I mean, there's so much that there's age restrictions on. Why not with this? Because it is a very dangerous thing that they're holding in their hand. So I think it's a positive. Tennessee's definitely moving in the right direction, and hopefully other states will follow suit. Leo Terrell, I think everybody should, if you don't know, you should know. Leo Terrell had it out a little bit, sent a little nasty gram to Mike Pence and told Mike Pence that he's a traitor to the Republican Party, MAGA, and President Trump. And the reason why is because Mike Pence is refusing to endorse Donald Trump. In an interview Friday with Fox News with Martha McCallum, Mike Pence said that it should come as no surprise that he wouldn't endorse President Trump, who is seeking the Republican nomination for president. I mean, he is going to be the nominee. It's pretty much guaranteed. Pence listed a various amount of reasons as to why he wouldn't be endorsing Trump, accusing him of essentially going against conservative principles. I don't agree with that. I didn't know much about Mike Pence prior to him becoming a vice president. I thought under Trump, they worked together well as a team. But in the end, when things got tough, I think Mike Pence did the politician thing, did the swamp thing, and stayed, you know, his allegiance was with them and it wasn't with Trump. I'm not saying that we should overthrow the government or anything crazy like that, but he could have stood in there strong and said, no, this is what we believe, this is what we think, and we're going to fight for it. And in the end, if he had an opportunity to say, hey, we reject this and send it back down, that's pretty sticky. I don't know all the proceedings and the legalities of those proceedings when you're doing that. I don't know if he could or if he couldn't. I've heard debates on both ends that you can or you cannot. I am not a scholar. I am not well-versed in that at all. I don't really know how all that works. But whatever he was capable of doing, if he would have done it, I think Mike Pence probably would have had a really solid shot, especially if Donald Trump was not running, at becoming the presidential nominee, because they saw he would have stuck with him the whole time. He had a pretty favorable rating under President Trump, and it would have been good, but he didn't. And now he's certainly not going to endorse President Trump, telling him he's not a conservative. And I don't know how much I believe that. I know Trump is American first. And remember, Trump spent most of his life as a Democrat until he switched over and he's got a much more conservative opinion now. And that's probably because of the way things are going in America, because he may have been that middle of the road, old school style Democrat where they're really right in that gray area in the center. And some of their beliefs are more conservative and some of their beliefs are more liberal. And then he just went to one side because he sees how radical the other side is getting and he doesn't want to be associated with them anymore. But ultimately, all of his policies are because he loves America and he's trying to make this country great. He grew up in it. He knows what America was in the past. He knows how great we were and he'd like to see it return to those times. And I got to say, I'm a supporter of that and I agree with that 100%. You know, we used to be the military, be all that you can be. I mean, we used to really be something special. Right now, we're in a cracking point where we're fighting so much and we've lost so much. You know, we don't have the same stature we used to have. And now we are at many moments a joke to the rest of the world, which is depressing. You know, no one would dare laugh at us before. You know, that's America, you know, home of the brave, land of the free, and they wouldn't even mess with you. Now everybody's like, yeah, they're weak, they're a joke, look what they do to their children, look what they do to their women, look at how confused their society is, they're destroying themselves from the inside out, and they just think nothing of us anymore, which is a shame. So I'm glad Leo Terrell, who another one that was not a conservative and was certainly a Democrat, and in the beginning he was very vocal against Trump. He has completely switched. think he's another one that sees some of the problems, and he certainly does not care for Mike Pence. He also sent out a text message saying that jealous Mike Pence denounced that he will not vote for President Trump. I will never support a candidate who is endorsed by Mike Pence. I don't think anybody would at this point. I think we've become so tribal, we all kind of know who we would and would not vote for. And at this moment in time, I would say that if Mike Pence, if Cheney, if Crenshaw, if any of those people, type of people, if they endorse somebody, I think we already, you know, we smell the rat. We already know what time it is. We're not working that way. Okay. But that was a pretty good interaction between them. Leo Terrell is very passionate about Donald Trump. And as he should be. I mean, they've become apparently friends, and he's a big supporter of him. And Leo Terrell, I think, wants the same thing that we all want, which is you want the country to settle down, get back to how great we were, reclaim our number one spot in the world, and be the best that we can be. No pun intended there.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.